There's one, I don't know, what should we do? I wanted to read this poem actually, but. It's too long. Then maybe I'll read part of it. This poem is something I wanted to read to you ever since the first class. I had this desire to read it because it seemed like it's an old poem, and it seemed like it was the one poem that I was absolutely certain came right past my head, you know? Like, I never used my mind to write this poem. Like, it was just, it was apparent that these were the words that had to be on the paper, you know? And I think I was probably very open to doing that kind of thing because of the kind of writing I was doing at the time. It's called Counterhatch. In all part, in point, in singing part, in mountains, part in point, the store, the ancient, the old, always have intermissions. Part of this is too bold, but owning a part of the old may turn into science, part to the bold, that's the ending. In quiet parts of the old, now, after always a light, we silence not ours, but the enemy's, toward an efficiency, wanting an end. The end. We make ourselves richer, we start what's untold, in papers, turned in words, not marks, that's red, which is racial, absorbed, where our elements, man, to raise, he's happy, nothing in Detroit that fantasy excludes, why not, plumber, a mass, a nude, and so on, to alternates and averages, tombs, two spaces, told spaces, deny it again, sold, question and plead, the unanimous fold, now in rights, then in bells, execute, ignore the story, build a cemetery, an abstraction, the end, the owl, where in point, language of country, exhort, so to end the expelling of, exploit the untelling of dams, putting in these reminders of death, that's purple, toward denying to continue to the end, here by continuing, the end of, done, we expel them for social, the kind of space of the actual, space of breath, and with it the space for the space of the rest. As a joke for retelling, cannot persist in unpeeling all the world's explorations. We rise to get up at the stroke of, found what was lost in the heat of, white battle and waves, and found in rough the gut of it, having in melting how, the rest in awe, still how in awe, flower in laugh, in flower in waves, and singing and entering and awe again, and this time it's awe of the reverse, that's green. Okay, there's another page there, but and the interesting thing about that poem also is that I've never been able to get it out of my mind. Like when I'm writing a lot, those same phrases that appear in that poem will come in the writing, you know, a lot of times, you know, in those funny spaces when you're keeping a journal and then some words just pop into your head, you know, or sound or something like that. Do you know what I mean? And then it will always be words from this particular poem, you know.